This is Phil Farrand. And I am driving home. And there will be jingle bells today. It's been an interesting week. It is Saturday today. So I am way late where I usually am on this podcast. But it's been a good week. It's just been a week. Normally, the week of Thanksgiving, you know, would kind of just be coasting. I mean, there wouldn't be that much going on, and it would be fine, and ta-da-da-da-da-da-da. But there have been extenuating circumstances this week. So, everything's fine at work. Everything's puttering along. You know, things are good. So, that's good. I did have just a little bit of an interruption with the work week there. And one of the things that's been funny about this November, I may have mentioned it last week. I don't know if I did or not. This entire year, I had last week as Thanksgiving. So my costumes and stuff, everything was set up for last week to be Thanksgiving. And I was like, I woke up like last Saturday and I thought, wait a minute, Thanksgiving isn't until this week, because November had started on a Friday. I'm going to adjust this recorder a little bit. November had started on a Friday this year, which means that Thanksgiving came as absolutely late as it could come. It was yesterday, on the 29th. Wait, is today the 30th? Yes, I think today is the 30th. So you just don't usually get... No. It's the 28th. That's right. It's the 28th. Because this is Saturday. You just usually don't get Thanksgiving this late in the month. So that kind of threw everything off. And I scrambled around and put together a Cousin It costume real quick. And then this week, which would have normally been a short week and everything was great, kind of got rearranged a little bit because Springfield Public Schools has been closed all week. And that kind of throws everything cattywampus when it comes to childcare for the young man who lives in our rock house. And so, as it turns out, he had an extra shift that it was possible for him to pick up on Wednesday of this week. He was already working Thursday, so he was already working Thanksgiving. And we had already told him, we'll take care of Aiden, it'll be fine. And so then he had this extra shift that had come open, and he was wanting to work it. And I said, listen, buddy, you know, if you can get the work, you can get the work. Let's do this. So he had asked Cox Healthcare if their childcare had an opening, and they didn't have an opening for him on Wednesday. And so he brought Aiden down at 5:15 on Wednesday, and we had Aiden until, I don't know, about 7 p.m. on Wednesday. And I got a little bit of work done, but then I just did some editing, so that was fine. Got that taken care of. That's the really amazing thing about... I decided several years ago that I was going to train myself to write anywhere. Because for some authors, they have to have everything kind of just set just right. You know, they like to be in their special chair, and they like to... And I just thought, you know, you're going to be doing a lot of stuff in your life, and you've got to be able to just plop down anywhere and do the thing. So I just decided that I was going to learn to do that, and it really comes in handy because, you know, when I've got Aiden, he's just watching TV or playing on his tablet or something, and he's content, and I can just sit beside him and do my thing. I can work too. As it turns out, I kind of had gotten to the end of a bunch of stuff, and so I made myself available in case there were any questions that needed to be addressed, but I just went ahead and plopped down and got my editing done on book 21, and now I'm in my final read-through on that. So we had Aiden on Wednesday, And then we had Aiden on Thursday as well. So he was back at our house at 5:15 on Thursday. And we had him all day. But we had good days. There was no... The only time we had got into any little difficulties at all was on Thanksgiving. We started getting towards the end of the day. He had had a nap on Wednesday. He had fallen asleep and had a nap in the afternoon. Well, he hadn't had a nap on Thursday. And so then he started getting a little cranky in the afternoon. But we dealt with that, and that was fine. And then, about an hour before Daddy came to pick him up, he was fighting sleep, and he didn't want to go to sleep, and I didn't want him to go to sleep at that point, because then I knew he'd be up, you know, all night keeping Dad up. And so I wrote Dustin, told him, okay, we're in the official fighting sleep stage, you know, so. But we made it, no nap, we watched TV, we played, we did stuff. And because of that, then, on Thanksgiving, I would either record Wednesday driving home, which I didn't do, and I had Aiden with me, or I would go for a Thursday walk and do a little episode on gratitude, which I didn't do because I had Aiden. And then I had it in my brain that I was going to do it Friday coming home from shopping. And that slipped right out of my brain because I didn't write it down. So it's Saturday. But it's still this week. And so as such, I'm in my Black Friday costume, which is just real simple. It's a t-shirt that says Christmas is coming on it. And I have jingle bells on my wrist, which is the why you keep hearing jingle bells. But anyway, so had Aiden, that was good. Got to do a bunch of editing on, and I'm on my final read through on book 21. That's going fine. I'm kind of shaving some hours off that at this point, what I would normally do, because as far as the costumes go, next week is pretend that you're a time traveler. And we're doing pretty good. It's just a matter of, you know, getting things finished up, etc., etc. I think that's all going fine and it's coming together. It's just, you know, just got a few more things to do to get done. And it's really all part of this adventure. I was having breakfast with a friend, and I was telling my friend what's really interesting about my life at this point is that I have different phases of my life that provide me different opportunities, different environments and spheres of functioning. You know, I've got the database, IT, application, all that stuff. That side of it that obviously is very analytical, and it's very methodical. And you lay the groundwork of what you're doing, and then you go in and do it, et cetera, et cetera. So that's kind of one mode of work, very detailed oriented. And then I've got the writing, which is also detailed oriented, but in a different way. And it uses different creative muscles.
I should say.
Creative pathways. And that's really interesting. But with the costumes, it's very visual, so it's like a whole other thing. But I've also decided, you know what? You've done this for long enough, and you've seen this work for long enough, that with the costumes, I'm trying to develop a habit of responsiveness. Just quick responsiveness. And so I'm trying to develop a habit of just going with stuff, you know, not worrying about planning, not worrying about cost, not worrying about it. Wherever we end up, we end up. And so that's, I was doing some of that, but initially when I was doing the costumes, there was a whole lot more planning than is going in, like this lightest one, pretend that you're a time traveler day. I mean, this basically, if anything struck my fancy at all, it was like, let's do it, you know. So this has run a little more expensive than, you know, I might have had it if I had been paying more attention. But by the same token, you know, God is good, life is good, people will enjoy this. I can afford it. And, you know, because of all that, it's more of an exercise. I'm getting my mail, one moment. I didn't think I would have mail because it's early. I apparently didn't pick up my mail yesterday. I saw the bottom kind of leaning open a little bit here on the mailbox, and I thought, oh, maybe there's mail. So, and there was. My little switch on my window, on my door, my driver's side, is getting bad. There's going to be sadness at some point here. There's not sadness yet, but there's going to be sadness. So I just have a bunch of stuff to do. I've got painting to do, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, this, that, and the other. But all that's good. I think it's going to be fun. I sort of have a little bit of a bit, but I don't necessarily have a lot in terms of a bit yet for time travel. But again, this is one of those situations. It's like, yeah, it'll be fine. I'll find something, you know, something will come up. It'll be great. So I am home at this point, and I have lots to do as far as the time traveler costume goes. So I am going to toddle on, but I am really interested to see how this next 4 years is going to go. Wow. This is going to be so interesting. Because there's so many dedicated, focused people who have a vision. You know, I was going to go listen to Vivek Ramaswamy's podcast this morning while I was driving around, and I dialed it up and it was like 3 minutes long, and I was like, oh. And then he was talking about the Department of Government Efficiency and how that they have set themselves a goal for July of 2026, yeah. It's not going to be a long-term thing. They're going to get in there and they're going to make recommendations. And one of the things that just sounds fascinating is they're actually going to have their own podcast. They're going to have a Doge podcast where every week they're going to be talking about the stuff they're finding and what they're planning on doing about it. And I mean, you know, they just want to blow this thing open with total transparency and say, look, this is what's going on and this is what we're going to do. And, you know, you look at that, all of that, what could come out of there. And then you look at Robert F. Kennedy Jr., with HHS and what could come out of there. I mean, that's going to be a fight. When you're talking about the food industry and it's some ungodly number. It's like $14 trillion a year. That's a lot of money in an industry. And when you've got that, and you've got that, and you've got looking at reforms in the intelligence agencies and looking at reforms in the military. I mean, there's so many huge, huge things that would just be such incredible benefit to the country. If only just a few of them hit, you know, it'd be worth doing. And if all of them hit, you know, if everybody stays focused, goodness, goodness. It's really fascinating. But, you know, there's a lot of distance between here and there. So we'll see. We'll see. God's with us. It's an exciting time to be alive. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.